Dr. Charlie McFadden, and he woke up and found himself there. Well,
oh yeah, one night he was in the room. I locked him in the room because I didn't want him to get. He was asleep, and he woke up,
and
he was raising him.
All these mercenaries were trying to attack us.
Even she figured it out right away. I'd probably
somebody told me right away.
Yeah, she figured it away that you had done that. So I said, well, that was a better way to do it. So it took a little time, I reckon, to get in there. But that time we might have been on top of them, some of it.
He's been a pill lately. He told me in the radio room the other night. He just looked up very pitifully and he goes, I constipated.
Oh, good heavens. He was like, they tell you about that senior that grabbed a cutlass and went out to look in the lines, and then she went out there and 10 minutes and she come back and says, I've not had my lecture for a day. I said, my God, you'd have waited 5 minutes and you probably should have ran around the whole compound. And I was kidding, the nurse was telling me. Lord, I don't know.
Somebody else told me this. Yeah. She thought she didn't want to die with that in her, I guess. I don't know. Seems to me at that point it'd be kind of pointless to worry about it.
Yeah, because if they found a BLS passage anyway. Come back and what?
When they get in their advanced years, they're very mindful of me.
They are very enamored. They're not only that, they're from maniacs about it sometimes. But they're like Sam at your nursing home. God, I know we're forgiving you. And they had such time with him, you know. And I come up there and decided to visit him, you know.
Yeah.
And he's already black Mabel's eyes, both of them.
Don't watch that, she'll snap it.
Oh, that's okay.
No, get him back. Because I'm not going to get scared of an animal when it fixes it for generations. Shut up. Now, Snook, shut up. Don't do that.
Snook
don't
says I push it with babies because I was a baby.
Okay, hey.
Try to sit down. Sit on the bed here.
Come on, sit down. Yes, you can't get... So over here you can get some of the sand, maybe.
She doesn't worry about that. If you want water, you want to get some? It's fine. It's fine. You might get a little of it.
Well, I went and fixed him up a hoax, this old boy, you know, and I said...
Sam?
Yeah, I said, now, let me change him. They said that he was mad still, you know, and I better not go in there. I said, now, I'll tell you what, Sam, you can't just knock the teeth out of nurses every time you think he's constipated. So, Sam... I didn't know what he'd knock my teeth out next, you know. But anyway, I said, well, I'll tell you what, I just heard about remedy, but I don't suppose anybody has used for 1,000 years at least. They say it's foolproof, that it will really pick things up for you, that one. And I
read that. Some song, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know what all in God's kingdom I had in that. It was a vilest tasting mess you ever want to undertake, but it was all harmless stuff, you know, like in my kitchen, come out there, you know. And I went up there and I said, now, where are you going, Pat? He started to get up, you know. I said, well, now, you're going to have to be prepared because you can't make that up down there at that toilet. When I give you this, well, it's going to be like an explosion. He said, oh, says hell, says I ain't been like that in years. I said, now I tell you, you better just borrow your pajamas and pack them in your hand. He says, well, it's only just a hop and skip down there to the bathroom. He wanted to hardly steal, you know. I said, I don't care if it's only one step, man. You don't know the power of it. When I pick up something for somebody, it's really something. And he started out, and I said, God, you know, he hadn't took one step away to ship him in the battle, but he said, my God, he said, I don't know if that's true. anything or not, so sure I've got both my eyes back and now all this nasty. But I had him. I had him buffaloes and now I'm not.
I'll tell you something about the power of suggestion. When you're so sick like this moment, I'll tell you how powerful the mind is.
Well, I know it. If you got a weak mind, you can't physically strong.
I can't physically strong mind. I've built my own mind with my health. I've caused things to happen really, and I've got a strong mind. I'm certainly not
weak-minded. If you...
My attitudes brought me through. I could never have withstood this harassment. We went through this hell for 6 nights without sleep. I could never have done it except by will. No human body my age could take
it. Well, I'm sure you could do it with will. I mean, we all had more than that. I mean,
the old doctor friend of ours said that the body never dies till the mind tells it to. And it stays along. Remember that? And then it came out in Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
But the mind triggers the death of the body. And all the doctors admit the greater body of their problems that they have to treat are psychosomatic in nature. Some have gone as high as 90% in their estimation.
Okay, hypnotherapy.
You'll know what.
So the 16th, is it?
September 16th, 1977, the year of our Lord.
The hypnotherapist was a gynecologist, you know, he found all kinds of disease related to mind, including hemorrhaging starting because of conflict. And
Dr. Flanders Dunbar, children dying because of guilt on the birthday of their parent or the death of their parent, and vice versa. Accidents happening, not only just physical disorder, then a person with cancer. You ought to read Flanders Dunbar. If she had any feeling of reading it, we've got that copy someplace. I don't know if it's in here or not.
Did
you read Flanders Dunbar, Patty?
In this shipment, we may have a lot of books. I'm not sure.
She took cases of cancer in the advanced stages. One of them was, my memory is somewhat faulty about it, but one of them lost both breasts and cancer spread all through the lymph system. Because that person had will and faith, not religious in nature, you know, didn't have anything to do with religious tenets or anything. So, and another one who had a mild form of cancer on one breast, panicked and died very shortly. The other one survived. I mean, that's just one illustration I remember, how powerful the mind was. You want us to leave that for you?
Well, I know that the mind...
I'll wait. Do you feel short of breath now?
No.
You want that fan on you and the oxygen?
No, when this crowd begin together, you know, before they do anything, you know,
yeah, but Mother, don't make that association in your mind. Because
and
right
then
now, there's a good reason.
Let's go, well, then you're free for a while. But, well, there is some association at night, I
think. That's
still working? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's on. Night, it happened about the same time.
Dr. Shack's been so good. He brought you out of that fibrillation and arrhythmia. What arrhythmia is, isn't it?
Yeah, or arrhythmia.
He's fantastic. He knows his business. Very conscientious, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a conscientious. My God, I hope they're not coming to eat.
What's that?
Already, it's not time, is it?
Dinner?
Eat again? No, you just
it's
had the
dinner
banana
time,
split.
But you don't.
You just
probably
had the banana split. No soda in it. You don't
worry. Well, they keep a totem.
We're going to try to give you the kind of foods that you like, but you must try to eat, Mother. You must.
Oh, there's not a thing on this face of earth that I like anymore.
And you like that banana split?
I couldn't say that I liked it. I found it tolerable.
You found it tolerable?
Yeah. And that's rare to find that in
Tulsa. Joyce makes some awfully good splits, smoke shakes.
That's the only thing I know of right this instant that I find Tulsa.
He feels very cardiology. He's on net right now with an amateur operation. You know, he gets on net, he's discussing the case. Yours and another one on the net. He's so conscientious and so knowledgeable. He did that eye surgery the other night through net. Gave him advice what to do. The doctor so helpful, very brilliant.
God, that scared me up when I heard
whatever
that.
Surgeons are called to do eye surgery. He got it and got that thing out and went into the cornea. Burned into the cornea from the grinder.
Because
he didn't wear his goggles, as he'd been told repeatedly to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right now. The eye is fine.
Yeah, it is.
He's a can't beat him.
Annie said it was.
You got a good medical staff. You just need to coordinate the nutrition, you know, and the dietitian thoroughly. Every patient's, every little taste. We've got the basic needs down, but the taste, what they like. If you find some things unpalatable. Good though to have the food. You can always turn it away. It's good that we got it. Do you like any kind of special protein or fruit or anything you can think of?
It was I guess I liked orange juice pretty well back in the States, but it don't taste nothing like here like it is there.
Well, it's good orange juice. It's fresh.
Can get more.
I look at that. I can pick that up 40 times and it's all down the floor every time the wind comes through that window.
Well,
all put right back.
It's a very good breeze, I'd be glad for it. You go pick it up. Don't worry about things like that. Go pick
it up. I do, because I have
a little paper.
Every time
a little paper, Mom, will not be lost. You'll put it in there, right? Carefully.
You know, you always like stuff like gravy or anybody like that, but not when you shouldn't have
a grease
at
the table and then right there, so
I can't
eat it. Indeed. I wanted to do that last night, but
how about
you
instead of like Rory's
fixing
and cut onion up and some beans and
make
some hot gravy? I could get you.
No,
I'd rather
have just plain old milk gravy, like the magnet.
Milk gravy.
Milk
gravy.
Yeah.
An old-fashioned Southern time.
Well, I don't know much about this one, but I sure could.
That's always what I used to like when I was not here.
You see the rainbow now?
Mm-hmm.
See the rainbow over there?
Yeah.
What would you like over it? Maybe a hot biscuit?
They've got a new bread today. What is that bread?
It's like rye bread. It's delicious.
But it's not called that.
It's made out of dill or something.
No, you can't.
It's
delicious.
This has this sodium or whatever you call it.
I know, but we won't give you very much.
What, you would like some milk gravy
over
some rye bread?
Yeah. Well, I just have some milk gravy, guys. I can eat it with a spoon, but I don't want to get nothing down there to cause me to suffocate.
Milk gravy with a spoon?
Yeah.
I think I could.
You don't want a bean
and an onion. But no salt in it.
No salt. Mm-hmm. Listen there. You, when it's made, will you get the salt yourself? Salt, go ahead and take the salt out of it. I like to substitute salt by the patient's bedside.
Jim, that's just a wild hairdo. I don't know if it's on
the
fashion.
That's the typical style now.
It's on the
green cake. What do they call it, Jim?
African braid. They bring it under each other all the way down.
You see, they can go 2 or 3 days, and it keeps the hair from getting that sweat.
It makes you feel comfortable, huh?
Yeah.
Black absorbs. You know, there's always a lovely breeze here, and the sun's warm in the midday here.
dreams because it feels good and all this stuff.
Yeah, I know it's nearly all of our Afro-American brothers and sisters wear.
Oh, there the breeze can hurt your scalp, really, but when they can...
I've got to go back to
probably the water
radio for a while. Would you fan her like
water?
I'm fanning her?
Oh, I know
she
why.
She likes this.
If I put the defrost on the freezer part, you have to pour the water out.
Let's get somebody to sign. Let's get somebody to sign. Let's get someone to sign the fan. Her, you know, like we do patients in the things. You feel a shortness of breath when you get a spell.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Where is Cheryl?
She needs relief.
She's
out.
Do it.
You want me to do it in the pan for a while? It didn't rain today. That's the difference. You can tell. The rain is gonna. I think it's going to rain.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Wonderful.
A little bit of rain every day. I love.
Cool. There's just been one other day besides this, and I had a devil day. A devil sign that day too.
The rain cools off.
This one is worse. Of course, I wasn't advanced with the dead guns.
It's a good breeze, but you've
nice
got the emphysema in the heart's gone.
I don't know how far that emphysema is advanced.
There comes the rain.
I know it wasn't bothering me until we got here.
Emphysema, one of the USAID people said that emphysema did better here.
Yeah.
It does better in the
San Francisco
climates.
Is actually very difficult
very
on
bad
emphysema.
For
and sinus
found
problems.
Iowa very bad for him.
Did he?
I believe he said that.
And in pollutants.
He has very
know.
Bad emphysema.
He did.
That man that you met, Easing or something from USAID, that came by one day, offered to get us some cutlets for going on wing
black
beans.
Wing beans.
Wing beans seeds to start our own crop.
No, I don't remember. Was it from Idaho? Was it here?
I think his home originally was Iowa.
You had quite a bland woman.
Yeah,
I admired his hat, but
that rain pattering on the roof, it always makes me sleepy. Striking me.
Yeah, it does. I love it.
Rose told me that she gets mighty sleepy, but says what makes her mad is she can't sleep because she doesn't want to miss my mother. My mother always went on about how she had the word to rain on the girl.
I always like rain.
Said lady. I don't know if I find myself yawning at it right now.
Hypnotizing yourself.
No, I guess
not really.
Conditioning,
yeah.
Want to rest a little while, Mom?
Well,
I can move so you can lay down. They built the bed up? That's good.
That's good.
Is that helpful?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it did a night or two, and then it just got mess, you know, this summer get them all piled up there.
What's the matter with those?
Huh?
What's the matter with those? I didn't catch what you said, but what's the matter with the pillows?
Well, they're just not as good as they might have been.
They seem to be. What do you want done? We can get you what you need.
No, I don't need anything. It's the condition. It's not the pillows. I made most of them. And I figure I can make a good pillow.
Yeah, I know you do.
I've got quite a few of your pillows here. Various spots I've seen them.
I'm going to have it look right.
No, we were just going to have you on hand after a while.
Were you doing something?
No, I was going to pick
you. You wanted some like a fan ball back to the radio room. You got to go back to the writing. Very important letter to the ministers.
Well, I don't know.
Is there anything else speaking?
I asked Bunny, but she can't speak to me.
Can she do it?
Well, this is really the sound back then. I mean, you always keep forget your mom.
Move the what?
The box on you move back before you go.
Move the box back? Well, we could have Jimmy and Johnny. I think we could put the fan on the chair if we put the chair the other way.
Yeah.
We could sit the fan on the chair. Just turn the chair. We could just turn the chair around. What did you say?
Sometimes I get to sleep. Yeah, I can just drop down.
Why don't you go to sleep for a little while?
Just rest, Mom.
Huh?
Just rest. Why don't you
gentleman is, he's a very nice man. He's a little hard of hearing. He's very, he's very knowledgeable and he's very Indian man, the husband?
Yeah.
You haven't ever talked to the old man?
No.
Nice one. Jim says the old man looked like his dad. Some.
Well,
have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
The Simon, you know, Al Simon's father, I don't know his name, Mr. Simon, but the older, older man. The older man looked like his father, he said. The father of Al.
That's how come I think you're old, boy.
That was his son, I'm on here. That wasn't his father.
No, she's never met the father, but he's here. Father, apparently. Yeah. No, I think it's the father that looked like, that he said looked like his father. He looks quite Indian, but he's not a real tall man. He's stocky built. But I could see that there's a resemblance even with Jim, too.
Yeah, I expect to be one. Because Jim's father fits that description.
Put your feet up. Be glad to move so you can rest your feet up.